99NN mobile monitoring. CF8FDE monitoring. KE8AAD, KF8FDE.
KF8FDE, KE8VAD, good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. Did you get any wind damage up there?
Repeat that again, you faded out right at the end.
You happen to get any wind damage up there last night?
Nope, just rain.
Yeah, it got a little windy here. We got some branches hanging, some down, but the antennas are vertical and not broken, so I mean, I don't have to repair anything, so that's a definite plus.
Yep, that is always a good sign.
I don't know how much rain we got. We got a little bit last night when I was, before we went to bed. Then the wind picked up, and I mean, it was bad. And I don't know if we got much rain after that, but I mean, my driveway is not even really damp. So, I'm hoping we get some more. I mean, she's getting the garden in and the grass seed that I planted. I'm really counting on rain.
You don't have your garden in yet? What's going on?
You know when you delegate it, you know what they say, while the cat's away, the mice will play. I gotta work every day, man. Can't be here to regulate everything. It's just, it is what it is.
I always delegate that sort of stuff, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, and we don't really worry too much about being a little bit late because with all that manure, we already have stuff growing from last year. There's literally plants out there that are already growing. So it doesn't take long. And I know, like, her tomatoes and stuff, she buys the plants. So, yeah, it usually, once it gets going, it takes off really fast. So we never have a shortage. There's always too much, actually. She has a hard time keeping up. So I think she's going to plant a little less this year so that she can control it a little more and not be chasing herself in circles.
Yeah, we changed that a couple years ago. Because I'm not one that particularly likes tomatoes. So, having half dozen, eight tomato plants really kind of inundated us with with tomatoes. We did the same thing with beans. Yeah, we cut everything way back a couple years ago, and it's not manageable. I don't know what you want to call it. Less wasteful now, I will say.
Yeah, we usually, for us, and I don't get me wrong, I like zucchini, squash. It's the buttercup one that's real sweet. We do a lot of those I don't mind. We eat a lot of it. The corn we struggled with, and I think this year we're going to try one more time. Made some adjustments. If it doesn't work, I'm just going to end up getting a soil test to see what we need, because it's just, I've been struggling. The horse manure has nitrogen in it, which we're kind of leaning on that to see how that does, and it does really well for like three quarters of the year, and we've gotten farther and farther each year, but it just doesn't make it that last like month or month and a half. So we're going to see how it does this year. If it doesn't work out, we're going to get a soil test.
Usually you can just go to your extension office and get a soil test and do that, and it usually doesn't cost anything.
No, we might have to. And I think our biggest issue is, you know, because we put with the nitrogen-rich manure and stuff, it's just that the corn uses so much of it, there's just not enough. And I think what we need to do is when we get close to, like, that last month, you know, a little bit before that, we need to start spreading more manure in the rows to feed it, because I think it's just, because it's sandy underneath, it looks like it's nice black dirt. It's not. It's sand with manure in it, and it eventually consumes all the nutrients. So I think we just need to stay on it and spread a little bit out there, which, you know, with that horse, we have plenty of it out there.
Maybe you just need to, no pun intended, pony up and get in bed with Monsanto and just, you know, pay your monthly subscription to have your corn grow better.
You know, I haven't even had a full cup of coffee yet, so the sarcasm, it's not wasted on me, but I'm a little slow. But I think you know me better than that.
As long as you don't save the seed, you'll be okay. And, you know, even if you did, I'd come visit you.
Could you imagine 3 or 4 rows of corn and they come after me because I saved the seed to replant it?
The funny thing is, or not funny thing is, I can definitely imagine that happening.
Bad world we live in, isn't it? We have actually, and I bought a bunch of it last year because it was, I don't know when, I went somewhere and saw they had like 4 bags of it, but I think it's called Silver and Gold. We did that one year, super sweet, really good corn. And so we plant a lot of that, and like I said, we don't usually get all of it because of the growth issue, but we've got so much of that stuff. I was in the store the other day, and I was grabbing some, just throwing stuff in the cart. She's like, we have plenty of corn seed. That's not the problem. I'm like, yeah, well, now we've got extra. Noah built the ark before the storm, okay? A few bucks here and there isn't going to break me.
So do you plant your corn in rows or in a square?
We usually do like 4 rows, 3 or 4 rows minimum because it cross-pollinates. I don't know if she's going to do that this year or not with the length of our garden. It's not too terribly difficult to do that, but we usually do like 4 rows of it.
So the pollination hasn't been an issue. It's just been the soil quality.
Correct. Yeah, it'll sprout up and you'll see it growing, and it's just the speed at which it grows is ridiculous. And then right towards the end, you're like, man, this is going to be a really nice crop. About a month before, maybe a little longer, it depends. The first year, we didn't make it about halfway. Second year, made some adjustments, a little more manure. We didn't have a horse. We got a few more weeks out of it. And, you know, since the horse with the nitrogen and stuff in their manure, we got much longer last year. And I think the biggest problem was that we just did not put any more fertilizer down. I assumed, okay, well, I put a ton of it in there. It's going to be enough. And it wasn't. It just consumed everything it needed. And I think this year we're going to try throwing some more down. Maybe not all at once, but do a little bit at a time the last month and see if that feeds it and keeps it going, because we just need to get that last leg. And I mean, because it grows really well.
Well, yeah, for somebody who doesn't know anything, that's kind of what I was thinking is, you know, instead of just dumping it all in the beginning, is you kind of got to spread it out a little bit if it's running out. It's real hungry at first, and it just is a glutton and eats everything, and you need to spoon her along a little bit.
Yeah, because like I say, last year, I was real optimistic. I saw the ears of corn. I'm like, man, we only got, you know, we got a couple more weeks, and this stuff's going to be ready. And then it was at that point, it's just, and maybe I shouldn't have said anything because that was it, you know. But it was coming up really nice. The ears looked really healthy, and then just nothing. Just all the wants, you know. So I think it's just starving. It's doing what it can, but we just got to get it that last leg. So I think this year we're going to, you know, like I say, we have plenty of manure out there to keep spreading, so I'm going to have to, I don't know if I'm doing 5-gallon buckets or something, somehow mix it up and then go between the rows and just dump it in there.
I know there's a joke or a comment in here somewhere about you being full of it, but I can't really place it right now.
I would expect nothing less.
Well, speaking of manure, I'm at work now, so guess it's time to get that going. But it's been good chatting with you on my ride in. I appreciate that. And you have a great day, my friend.
You as well, and as always, don't work too hard. It is Friday, and you're just a user guy. So, you know, you don't want to break a nail or anything like that. So you take it easy. Have a nice day. And I will talk to you down the wire. KFA, FTE, clear on your final.
All right, my friend. Be safe today. Get a lot of stuff done so you can get on with bigger and better things. We will talk to you later. KHDAT, clear.
B9N and mobile monitoring.
Remote already in this mode. Node 5-6-7-7-5-1 connected to node 5-8-3-4-1-0.
KDYS, anybody listening?
10-9-KOP mobile.
Yeah, the 7-4 repeater up here is just throwing a carrier. Is there an issue with it going on?
I'm working on it right now. Stand by.
Joe, just wanted to see. I just got up here to 68 and tuned in. So, good morning, Cameron and Drake.
Hey, good morning. Northbound M65, south of Beverly.
Okay, woo-wee! There's a big tree sticking out on the white line here, right at Aspen. Yeah, I'm just about to be pulling in to 2FAB, so we'll be jumping out here and unload. Got to unload, reload, and then head to Rogers City to the state park. So, you heading to work?
Yeah, I'm heading to the Hillman Water Tower to climb it and replace some Wi-Fi antennas up there. One of the antennas got smoked by lightning the other day, so I'm going to go up and replace it.
Well, that sounds fun. Heck yeah. Well, be careful. I seen them doing some work on the Roscommon Water Tower. They had a line run down. There's a bunch of cell antennas on that, cell phone antennas. So. All right, well, we're sorry to cut you short. We're jumping out. We're pulling in here and getting stuff done, trying to get back home so I can relax Friday. About ready to get out of this truck. So, all right, we'll be listening. KDUS.
It's been doing weird stuff. Like, it'll do that, and then it fixes itself after a half hour.
Alright, I just don't know if you're aware of it, so. But. Tell you what, there were some thunder boomers last night.
Yeah, I don't think we got any of those up here. We got just rain.
I lost power for about 4 hours.
Oh, you got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, let me tell you what. When the AC went off, I about cried. I'm like, no!
Yeah. It's even worse when that happens during the day and it's 90 degrees out.
It still felt like it was 90 degrees out last night, man. It was terrible. How well is the signal on I'm 65 in Beaver Lake Road?
I mean, you're solid. You got a little bit of flutter going on, but nothing too crazy.
I mean, it should be expected when I'm about 40 miles from the repeater.
I'd say that's not too bad, then.
And I'm on a 50-watt bulb, so not too bad. It's a little staticky here, but a little bit of flutter, but other than that, it's copyable. I need to, this car has got terrible RFI, and I do not know where it comes from at all. I have no idea. And I've been trying to chase it down, and I have yet to find it.
I've always found that it's weird phone charger things. Oh, no, I don't. I'm updating Hackleberg because it's so far behind, and Oh boy. This might finish today.
That's never good. Yeah, well, I don't have any cell phone chargers plugged in. This is, I can hear the spark plugs firing in the radio here. So it's something related with a ground or something up there that I can't find.
I got an idea. Just pull the plug coils out, and then it solves your problem.
And then I'll be taking the 2-foot express.
Minor details.
Yeah. 65 or more. That 9K will be mobile.
Oh, look at that, it finished. Alright, I'm going to do some adjustments to this thing, so we'll catch you later. Thank you, Mitch.
Do you want to see if the SSH is taking to mine and see if mine will do anything different for you?
I'll have to do that this afternoon. I've got some stuff I got to do. And my cat is now screaming. Quiet, dude. Now I gotta solve that problem. Hey, give me.
Okay, you're in 9KOP mobile.
Back in the mobile, KDYS.
W mobile on the 19 in Harbor Springs.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KBYS, NAPWM will be clear. 7-3. WA ZPC Mobile.
BCW Mobile.
N8NXP NAEWM. NIKLB Mobile.
K8DCW, K8ZAT. KF8FTE, K8GAT, yep, you're kind of low volume, weak signal a little bit, but it's fairly clear.
H&P mobile monitoring.
Okay, SGW, Standard.